when my back is to
Yeah, and you're going to come to the bingo tonight. You and me, yeah. Okay. You'll go sit down right there then. Give me that.
Uh-huh.
All right, babe. Mama's at home. Well, go tell her. Go tell her. And you'll go outside, because I don't want to do this thing. Here, bring this to my mother. This is for Glenn, but Glenn lives from Hungary. He's not a little rat. He's a little rat. He's smart. He's only 6 years old. He's the one that's still right there. My little grandson. He'll be 7 in October. 7. Nuh-uh. You. Go play outside. Okay. No. I don't want you inside at all. I want you out. You're not going out the yard now, you hear? Why? All right, go outside. I want and not go under that house. It's a dress. Sit down and be quiet somewhere. I don't want to hear you all now. It's my little grandson that's still with me. He's not the same. That's the one of the 6 boys. He's still with me.
His mother's not.
She's in Lafayette. She married a fellow from Lafayette. Her first husband died. He was still in Africa for 3 years. He married another one from Africa. And she's been in Africa for 21 years.
Why did he go to you?
Huh? The boy that he likes it down here. Oh, he's still with me. I'm by myself. No, he goes to school here. Mm-hmm. He likes it here.
I'll be.
Mm-hmm. Not the other one. The other one is 13 years old. He don't like it here. He won't come.
Probably
not. Yeah, it'll be nice, yeah. But not good, it'll be here. So, but next year, I guess we're going to all go to that, yeah.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? You ready?
I like it. Uh-huh. I'll go for a while. I'm not going to stay all the time. I'll just go for a while. I got to, that's where my doctor is. Look, I have high blood pressure. I'm going to go to the doctor. You think my husband's going to be having high blood pressure? I have to take meds, and it's going to be for life, so I'm not mad. So.
You still get around, okay,
now? Oh, yes, I do my own housework and everything else. Oh, yeah. Those business people, they call me to go, and we play poker team. And I just pass the time. So.
What would you fry in here? You fry
eggs in a frying pan. Iron frying pan. I got an old antique one. Let me show you.
Okay. Whoa, those are two. What do you call that one?
That's a pot, iron pot. Uh-huh. And this is a frying pan.
Or, you have another name for that?
That's a skillet. They call it skillet.
Yeah.
But, iron pan.
Yeah. Did you ever see one that they'd use in the fire? It would have 3 legs on it or legs on it?
Oh, yeah, I saw some, but we never had any legs. I saw something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw something like that. We never did that. We all got like this. Well, I can remember this is the kind that my mother had, like that.
Those big things, big black round.
Yeah, well, now that's what they use when you kill a pig. And my daddy had 2 like that.
2 what?
2 of those big iron pots. The big. And that's what they used to when they kill a pig to make all their. The hog cheese and the gratin and everything else. That's what they used to use.
Gratin?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
But you cut all the fat and you make some way. You make the fat.
Crackle, yeah.
Yeah, but you take that and you squeeze it as a piece of cloth, brand new cloth. They used to buy those cutting cloth, they call it. And put in there and squeeze it, all the fat comes out. It's the best. Use the fat with that, and then you use that fat to cook it, because you see the grave with that. Now these days you can have this, you can have that, and you see that's what you grave with. It's fat from the pig. We have no cooking all the thing like that. Only this is the only thing we have. I was raising it.
You boil water in it.
Yeah, my little grandson gave me that bowl of water on there. But we used to have an iron one like that. My mother had an iron one on the hip stove.
Iron kettle.
Two kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Two kettle, we call them. Two kettle.
Two kettle. Mm-hmm. You got Now, when you want to put flowers somewhere, you might go out in the garden and you might go out and...
Well, if you cut flowers, if you put it in a vase or in a can, more like a, in a can, you put it in a piece of foil around the can and you put the flower in and that's it.
When did you get a place where you could wash your dishes, where you could do your dishes,
Well, now it was fixed like that, but olden days it wasn't like that. We had like a table and a window with four posts and just like a little porch, but it's bigger, and then you got your pan to wash your dishes outside the kitchen. Right in there, you have it with the dishes.
And you got the soap on the dishes, and then...
You got the soap, and you had enough water. My mother had